The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast. Listen if you want to.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to episode 59.
Wow, the big 59.
Yes.
In an area.
What?
Really, everybody's, if you're listening to episode 59 and you're in an area, you're in area 59.
That doesn't make any sense. And it's 51, you stupid bitch.
Well, we've been to 51, but what you don't know is that there's a 59.
Stop. We were literally in there and there was no files on 59. Anyway.
That we saw.
Anyway, so does anybody want to say anything before? Like, do you guys want to give a special thank you to somebody? Someone you really care about?
Who would we want to thank?
I don't know.
Yeah, thank
somebody.
You, listeners. Thank you, listeners.
Yes.
I'd like to thank myself for getting up and sitting here for this podcast.
Okay, wow.
What a job well done, Courtney.
Kim was going more in my ballpark. I just want to say a special thank you to all of our listeners. You guys support means the world. And nobody said this before me, but you guys are like so loved. And
yeah, we're the first ones to really say that to listeners. Nobody says that in podcasts.
No,
like,
nobody
ever.
Says
like,
that enough.
Breaking ground.
Mm-hmm. So to everybody, and because I know you guys love us, like I know that you guys are leaving feedback on Apple Podcasts so you can like get it up in the chart.
Without you guys listening. I think I'd still be fine, but it's great that you want to listen to us.
Anyways, thank you so much, listeners.
I would do this with my sisters, even if people didn't like it.
Can we please move on?
Fine.
Thank you for the ratings. They really help us out. That's what they say.
That's what they say.
They really help us out. So 5 stars. So watermelon, stay watermelon.
Thank you. Okay, so you guys left these questions and comments at simgmproductions.com/podcast. Also, be sure to check out our watermelon merch at shopsimgm.com. Also, subscribe to our new YouTube channel, The Cardassian Podcast Highlights. And thank you for your support over there.
I guess it's not new anymore, but yeah, subscribe to
It's less than a year.
Yeah, if it's a year old, then it's still new.
Anything over a month, I usually just throw out. But
unless you're listening to this podcast when we've become millionaires from this, like even more millionaires from this podcast.
Yeah, like triple millionaires.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check that out. It's funny. And in the comments, if you guys like have certain things that you consider to be highlights that may be traumatic to us, but you know, you guys know what you like more than us.
Leave them in the comments on the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We're paying attention. Don't worry.
Yeah, we see all the parts that you guys think are funny, which are somewhat traumatizing.
Some of them are a little bit,
dumb bitch.
You know, a little bit, just a little bit. I love our listeners, but they're a little bit bullies. They're a little bit bullies.
Sometimes, but they do it with love. Anyway, so we're going to get.
I don't mind it.
Of course you don't. Anyway, we're going to get into the first segment now. Okay. So the first one is from Jaden Simlancy.
I wonder if that's their real last name.
It could be
a Sim.
You could be our first Sim write-in. It'd be amazing.
Maybe.
Or you're just lucky with that last name.
Yeah.
Anyway, so hi to the best fighter and survivor. Oh my God, you, Khloe Kardashian. Thank you.
Say how it's spelled, Khloe.
Somebody said they love me and they don't know how to spell my name. They put Khloe, but listen, it's the love that matters.
Maybe they're not talking about you though, Khloe. Maybe you aren't the best fighter and survivor.
Anyway,
shout out to Khloe, Khloe out there.
This is Simlancy's moment and you're taking it away from him. I have a question for Kim. How come you don't use your own products, but you expect others to buy? Weird.
How is that even like a question? Like,
Kim,
that's
when
never
you woke up this morning,
issue.
What did you wash your face with?
Water.
And
did you use any products? Some soap? Did you use the glow soap?
Of course.
I mean, I know it's off the shelves
right
now.
When I make my products, it's not for me. Of course I can use it. Will I use it? That's up to me. That's a very private matter.
I'm
a very private person.
So you're saying your product is not good enough for you?
I did not say that. I'm saying I make the best products for customers. Am I a customer? No. I can't be a customer of my own product. I can't do it all.
One of the big selling...
You guys expect so much.
Oh my
God. There's so much pressure at the top.
Wow.
Kim, one of the biggest selling points of products, like Sim J-Lo, like what she does, okay?
Yeah.
She literally goes on Simstagram and she uses her own products in videos.
You think she uses her? That's water.
Those get millions of views. And it's because she says, I would use this. And that's why she uses it.
I've never even seen you promote Glow, Glow, Glow and use the product.
Of course, I hold it.
Okay.
Is holding it not... You're,
okay,
you, I'm
fine.
Using my hands
okay,
to hold it.
Okay, do you even use your hand moisturizer? Do you even use that?
Of course it gets used, Chloe.
By you.
It gets used.
Okay, fine.
I have samples of all of my products I use. They're all in my bathroom.
Chloe, so I don't think we're going to get anywhere with this.
I mean, no. I think we are. I think she pretty much answered Jaden's question.
Do you realize how
the answer is no.
Jaden, do you realize how selfish it would be for me to use my products and keep it for myself? This is for you. These products are for you. There's no me in you.
They shouldn't be for anyone. They should not be sold
to anybody.
They're
for everyone. They're not just for anyone. They're for everyone.
Okay.
I don't think anybody would want you in them.
Okay, the answer to her question is no, because of all the lawsuits, it's like a cautionary tale to not touch them, so she doesn't even touch them.
Moving on. That is so untrue. Strike that from the record company.
Yeah, the answer is totally no, then.
Okay, right. Okay.
What's weird is that question, Jaden, because you have to know how to market.
Okay. Margot... Roth. If y'all were a character in a rom-com, who would you be? A hot popular girl. Some examples. A hot popular girl who has the boy in the beginning, the ugly girl at the beginning, and then is hot when she takes off her glasses, and then gets the boy. Or the popular Mean Girls ugly sidekick. Here is how I would put it. Oh, God. Kim.
Well, you're asking us. Why are you then?
Okay, well,
they're questions.
They want to give their own interpretation. Kim, the ugly sidekick. Chloe, the ugly at the start and then gets the boy at the end. Wow, if that's even possible. And Courtney is the hot, popular Mean Girl. Emphasis on hot.
No.
Love from the Carolinas. No, that is not Germany, Kim. Heart.
Wow.
So
I know the difference between the Philippines and the Carolinas and Germany.
Anyway, I think that they were spot on with how I would cast. Because
you know what? I would be the ugly sidekick because, Chloe, if you're the girl that starts off ugly, then you get the boy, then that means that he didn't want you to begin with.
Okay.
I believe
in going to the dentist to change yourself.
Yeah, and then get attention.
To show who I am on the inside. No.
That means you have a fake-ass boyfriend.
It means I had low... Listen, I'm very well aware that I am a swan, that I became a swan. And I am beautiful because I worked at it and I worked hard to get this revenge body. Like, that's why they're giving me this role, because I am a revenge body person.
I'm not saying
the dentist didn't give me a couple of fillings. What I'm saying is that I had to work for it. I had to work for the money to go to the dentist.
I had to work to get those fillings.
I had to work to maintain this body that I got from the dentist.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I took care of myself. So I love this casting. And Courtney
but
is
But that
the
means
mean.
That the boy didn't give a like
I don't know
he
about
didn't
how.
Care about you.
I don't care. I wasn't looking for a boy at the start of the film in my script. I wasn't looking for a man.
You are, because he found me. That girl, this man, has a crush on the boy. That's how the rom-coms work.
No, this man did not see me before I worked on myself. So that's how it goes.
No, he did.
Wow.
Not in my script. Not in my script.
In this rom-com, Chloe, you were ugly and you had to work for it. And
then
you
got noticed. So was the boy just not going to that school?
I wasn't trying to get noticed before.
In your script, does the boy quote, unquote, transfer ugly to the school after you've transformed?
Courtney, how do you feel about being the mean girl?
That's the one who usually gets screwed over.
Hit by a bus in the end.
Usually. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm good with that. At least I get mine in the beginning.
Wow.
Okay.
Like, what? Who am I the sidekick to? They're just
me.
Saying I'm an ugly sidekick. Why
would
I
be
your sidekick?
No, you'd be the sidekick to Courtney.
I'd be your side. Okay.
No.
If I was your. Okay, so I'm Chloe's sidekick and I
no,
just
you're not
stay
my sidekick
ugly while she transforms.
No,
you're not my
sidekick. Am I?
I was saying you're my sidekick,
Courtney's.
Unfortunately.
You're Courtney's.
What would I do?
The mean girl
sidekick
always has the
nothing,
less the
just
less prettier girl as on their side.
Wow.
You don't do anything, you just do what I tell you to do.
No, then how about I'm the mean girl and I take, because I'm a leader naturally in real life. I run businesses. I would be
poorly
the mean girl.
But yeah, okay, sure. I think this casting is perfect. I wouldn't change a thing.
No.
And
actually,
my
Chloe could be
body
the ugly sidekick because you guys are always bullying me, teaming up and bullying. So that would be you.
Then who would you be, Kim? The one
I
that
would
starts
be the
out
girl
ugly?
Who's well,
yeah.
I don't. I would.
You were talking down that when it was me.
I would change the script a little bit, just a little bit.
No changing.
So that the boy is the one who gives her the makeover.
Anyway, we're gonna move on. We're gonna move on. Thank you. Okay,
Margot
Roth.
Polo.
Oh my god! No. Dismembered.
Ogres.
Ogres.
Yeah, ogres.
I thought that said. Anyway,
I thought it said orgies.
Yeah, it's ogres.
Anyway.
Dismembered
hello
ogres. Is that a rock band?
How can you have an orgy if whatever
they're dismembered? Yeah, think about that, Chloe.
I mean, it's possible. Anyway, hello to the most gorgeous and intelligent women. I should say women, but it says woman in the world, Courtney. Slow hello clap.
What's up?
And
more ho clap.
And to the other two. And to the other two. Anyways,
wow,
my question is, will Courtney ever release a makeup product? No.
I hope not.
It'd probably sell way more than Glow 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 ever could.
Wow.
All right, Courtney, I'll leave this to you since you're
that
the
most
gorgeous and
be
intelligent
not
woman.
Interesting.
I'm sure it would sell a lot more.
You want to put makeup on your face that makes you look like the least interesting person in the room? You would buy Courtney's makeup.
I'm just not interested in that business. I have my own to do.
Okay.
Notice
but
she didn't say business.
Okay, but if you were to release a makeup, would you want to do a fragrance or a lip gloss?
What kind
or
of makeup?
And what would you name it?
As,
what,
as you
what,
know,
what's
I don't
your inspiration?
Really need makeup myself.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah.
My inspiration is
Lipsticks or
no, probably eyeshadows.
Oh, to make people
see,
look
I told
tired
you she would have the most least interesting makeup on the market.
Eyeshadows are
it was still so better
up
than Glow Glow Glow.
No, it would go
and it wouldn't
near
be hazard waste material.
You would be in the black so fast because where you want to be is the red.
That
anyway
is wrong.
I think you should sell lashes or something.
To answer that, no, I wouldn't. It
doesn't
interest me.
Courtney would probably sell a face mask, and it's just the quickest way you can get makeup done. So the face mask just has makeup already done on it, and you just slide it on your face. And then you have
good
a face full of makeup. Anything to get it done as quickly as possible and to look as horribly as possible, Courtney's all over it.
I mean,
wow.
I mean, listen, Kim doesn't usually have good ideas, but that kind of sounds up your alley.
Well, I could make something like that for Glow, Glow, Glow.
I thought you were going to say up your ass.
What?
That too.
No. But anyway, I'm not sure. It's just that Courtney's just not interested in
responsibilities.
Anything. But anyway, thank you so much for your question.
Sell
better than Glow, Glow, Glow. It would. Most things do.
If it sold just one, it would sell more.
It would. That's so watermelon.
Welcome to segment two. That's So Watermelon, where we're given five random topics and we decide if each thing is so watermelon or so not watermelon.
Just don't sing again.
I didn't sing.
Is it each thing or each
topic?
That's
called...
Isn't it usually each topic?
No, I say five random topics and we decide if each thing is...
Fine, whatever.
I've always said that. It's even written, Chloe.
I'm just out of it. I'm just so out of it. I'm sorry.
The way she said two was like she was singing it. So,
well, no, that's called flavor.
You shouldn't punish our listeners.
That's
strawberry
flavor.
Flavor.
Do you want me to throw up right now?
If
no.
It's good, it'd be a strawberry flavor.
Yes,
no,
yes. If that flavor was a flavor.
If it's disgusting and distasteful and rude, then it'd be strawberry. Yeah.
Love it.
First topic, puzzles. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
It's a mixed bag for me.
Why? So yeah. Not watermelon. End of story.
Yeah, it all depends.
It involves thinking. But...
Why would you? How can you have fun being confused? Think about that.
Okay,
it's designed for you to be confused. Who is like? Who wants to get confused?
That's
me.
Not all puzzles are meant to get you confused.
Okay, then what do they do then, Chloe?
They get your neurons and electrons working in your brain. Mm-hmm. And they get you thinking.
That's what's in our brain.
Like, I don't play video games, but I've heard people complain that this game doesn't have enough puzzles. You know?
Yeah, so they're just like, I want to pay more for confusion. Does
it's not always confusion. Kim,
what do
when
puzzles
Kim,
do?
Puzzles, are,
fu-
Kim, puzzles it, are fun if I could solve them. Then
yes,
they're watermelon.
Listen, some
and
puzzles,
if
they take hours, I hate. Like, if it, okay, I get it if it's like a puzzle, like, on the ground. Like a puzzle, like you put together,
like pieces
and stuff. I don't like those so much. I mean, those can be fun because it's visual, but like the puzzles that involve math,
Say you're missing a piece of that puzzle, and it's like, why would this be fun? Because now I just have this picture with one piece missing.
Yeah,
I'm
well
missing
then...
the eye that Barney's supposed to have there, and it wasn't there. And Mom was like, Kimmy,
okay.
All the pieces
Kim.
Are there.
This is
and they
personal.
Weren't. And I was like,
Kim.
Why weren't they there?
Kim, you were
puzzled.
Kim, you were six. It
yeah,
was a long time ago.
You have some kind
ago.
Of scar. So
that
no, you
I'm not
like
saying your scar
not,
isn't real. I'm not saying it's not real.
Puzzles are meant to frustrate you. They're meant to confuse you. And they're meant to damage you.
Oh, wow.
Why would any... And you know, when I become a lawyer, I'm going to outlaw this. Because that's what lawyers can do. They can outlaw things.
Kim, that's not how it works at all.
I'm on chapter two now, and I know the law.
Anyway,
you don't know anything.
Puzzles can be so watermelon. Okay, let me say this. Puzzles can be like very super frustrating, and I'm not that crazy about them.
Yes.
But I love the feeling that I get when I solve one, and it makes it worth it.
Yeah, it's like an orgasm.
Like, okay.
Well,
then it's like, what now?
What do you mean, what now?
Because once the puzzle's
on
done,
to the next puzzle.
So then you have to go and buy a new puzzle?
Kim, fine.
If
okay.
you want to.
If you want
can't
some endorphins of figuring something out, as long as it doesn't inquire numbers, because I hate puzzles that are based off of numbers, but like everything else can be like, it could be fun. Like puzzles can be
no.
fun.
There's nothing fun about it.
I think puzzles are so watermelon. Because
They're
they
so watermelon.
So not watermelon.
I don't like every
There's
type of
fun.
Puzzle. But they can be fun.
There's nothing fun about frustration and confusion.
Okay, how about your chemist trying to freaking work your freaking glow, glow, glow products, and it's a puzzle to make that stuff
Excuse
usable.
Me, first yeah. of all, why are you coming at me with, like, such attitude? Is it the puzzles that's making you angry.
No,
know that's what they do to me.
I'm just saying you're being a little hypocrite. You're
this
being
is
a
what
kind of a hip.
Every
you're
time
being a little hippo.
Up.
You're being a little hypocritical. Being a little hypocritical.
I'm not a hippo, first of all, and second of all, puzzles. Do you see? Even discussing puzzles is causing this confusion and anger.
So let's solve
we
it.
We were just fine before we discussed puzzles, and
fine.
Now see what happened.
Okay, we're fine.
There's
we're fine.
Something
let's
wrong
move
with
on.
You.
Let's move on.
They're so not watermelon. Next topic. Rappers, so watermelon or so not watermelon? So not
so,
watermelon.
Kim, now
what?
Kim.
What? No end of story.
There
so
are don't there are better. Other
what's the point
rappers.
Of saying words really fast and then, oh, I'm a rapper. Maybe you're not.
It's called
the way they rap is like a puzzle.
It's called spitting fire, first of all.
If you don't have actual fire in your mouth, then shut up.
Kim, listen, okay. I understand that this is a touchy subject.
Up.
I don't
go
like talking.
Go play some basketball,
Kim.
Chloe.
Listen, okay, I was just trying to help you,
This isn't getting personal at all.
When we had a topic about basketball, I didn't want to talk about it either. But
Rappers
I had to learn.
So not watermelon.
Shut up.
That's all that
I had to
there
learn.
Is to it.
I had to. Fine, you're saying. Like, well, like, there are a lot of fans of D'Nicki Minaj out there listening to this podcast. So what about
a
them that love lovers?
A prime example of somebody who was rude to me when we brought her into our home, meaning this podcast.
I don't even remember what episode number that was. I wasn't here.
They'll know.
Yeah,
well,
maybe
yeah,
fans
because you
help
had to
us
leave.
Out.
We had to, you, we only have so many mics, Chloe.
I'm just saying, rappers can be great. I just don't like the rappers who pretend to be something that they're not. That's the rappers I have an issue with.
Yeah.
So, like,
but yeah, rappers are so watermelon.
Our dog father is a rapper. So, like,
as long
Snoop.
As he doesn't rap around me.
Okay. Anyway,
his entire
I think
essence is rap.
When rappers are true to who they are and they make rhymes about what they like truly feel and act like, that's the kind of rappers
if
I like.
If I was a rapper, yeah. I would spit ice.
Then you would suck.
And it would be frozen solid. Anyway, so there's no watermelon.
They're so not watermelon. No, so not watermelon.
They
and it's
watermelon.
Not personal.
Kim,
it's just there's so not watermelon. It's not personal.
With
it's
time.
It's not personal, Chloe.
You will be okay.
Chloe.
Okay, sister. I'm here for you.
Shut up.
Anyway, they're so watermelon because tell a story. They tell a story in a unique way.
When it's true
what
to them.
What story? We're
any
going
story
to
they
a club.
Tell.
Seminem. What about Seminem? He's done
okay,
some good stuff.
Well, has he?
Sure.
Name?
Nicki Minaj? Like we have some good rappers.
They're so not watermelon. Like, find a new profession.
All right. It's personal for you. We get
no.
It.
No. I said, I did not say that.
Anyway.
All right, next topic. We're moving on. Next topic. Summer camps. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
With our experience in them, so not watermelon.
Yeah, I would say so not watermelon. Because
if there's not a killer at the camp,
it's probably way better.
I mean, I told you guys about
that. Yeah, you told us about the nightmare, but like we'd ever listen. It depends on what summer camp you go to. That kind of summer camp that Chloe dreamed about.
It's
so not
it has happened. That dream I had was based off of a story that I heard.
Yeah,
and
it turns out
scarred
it was
me.
Like actually in newspapers. But
that nightmare and that story scarred me. And I don't want to go to a summer camp. I'm sure there's people out there that had
we
great
went to a
experiences.
Different kind of summer camp growing up. It, like ours involved limos. They had shrimp and lobster out if you wanted.
There were no
it.
Other people there but us.
You were able to have massages. It wasn't out in the woods.
That just sounds like summer break Kim, for us, not summer camp.
We don't really call it summer camp. We
and
say
it
summer break.
We would say we're going to a summer camp, but mom told us to tell that to the other kids so that they wouldn't feel like, you know jealous or whatever.
So, yeah, that we weren't
we
special
to be,
treatment.
We wanted to be seen as equal, but I don't know why. I still told the kids that
she
I
did.
Had lobster.
And
wow.
They tried to TP our house. They had tents. we had a house. They had to all stay in these log cabins all together. And it was just like, ew. And so they tried to teepee it. And that poor girl got tackled so hard by our security guard.
Yeah.
But our bodyguard. But
I mean, that was her fault.
That was her fault. All Courtney did was say the kind of treatment we got. And they just lost it.
I just told them to suck it. And then I walked away.
Yeah. And, you know, if you try to come at us, we have protection.
And listen, like
so
I said,
that was on her.
If, you know, you have a good experience with summer camp like we did, then great. Mm-hmm. But as a whole, a normal summer camp, not for me.
Yeah, the normal. Yeah. When we looked over our lake, we saw that it didn't look that much fun.
Yeah, they had like campfires and singing.
Like marshmallows.
Yeah, s'mores.
Like, you guys, do you wash those sticks? Like,
yeah.
Who wants to sit on the ground or on a log?
It's like we made s'mores, but we made it indoors.
Yeah, there's a kitchen
that rhymed.
Yeah. There's a kitchen for a reason.
And that's Dr. Sims Deuce.
Thank you. I mean, we're just talking about rappers.
Oh my God.
Maybe I
should. No, we're not.
Maybe I should get in the recording studio.
No,
I don't
think
some
ice. So, yes.
Maybe you should spit
that's my
something.
Thing.
You should spit something right now, Chloe.
What?
Boom, cha. Boom, ba, boom, cha. Boom, cha. Boom, ba, boom, cha. Boom,
the name's
boom,
Tim
cha.
Chloe.
Boom, ba,
don't
boom,
do
cha.
Blowy.
Boom,
I
boom,
like
cha.
Chicken
boom, ba,
in
boom,
my
cha.
Hickory smoke shop.
Cha.
What?
Boom, ba, boom.
Glow, glow sucks.
What?
That's
glow, glow. That's the knockoff of glow, glow, glow.
Bitten some ice.
That was horrible. You weren't even on beat, Chloe.
I was on beat. Maybe I wasn't for you. Anyway, so yeah. But anyway, back to the topic. Yeah, I think we just said the normal ones, they're not watermelon.
Yeah, so not watermelon. Yeah. But if you did our kind of summer camp, so watermelon.
Which is basically just a getaway that has a camp like yards
next
away.
Connected to it.
Yeah, it just happens to be near it.
It happens to be in the same.
That you had custom made built over the year to experience it during summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So technically a summer camp. We're really like everybody else when you think about it.
Try to be.
Next topic. The squaddly D-dum. So watermelon or so not watermelon.
Wow.
Everybody
Talk
calls
about
it,
a callback.
It was literally... It was literally a duck. Don't
Listen,
call it. I mean, you could call it a squally D-dum, fine, but it is a duck.
It is a duck. And I'm glad that this topic was brought up because, yes, I loved that duck. Okay.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack was adorable. And they were very helpful for our situation. But please don't call, like, we're in a wizard world. I can believe these weird names. But it was a duck. It was a giant duck. Mm-hmm. That's
it. Was
it.
A duck. We were trying, like, there's so much you can, we'll accept all these weird words and phrases you have over there in Hogwarts.
Incendio, like spell names and all that.
Yeah, all those weird
Petroleum
things.
Petroleum jelly was pretty easy, though.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
But it's like, were the wizards not creative when it came to naming their
I mean I think the issue was is that they were trying too hard
they're,
it was a
well,
duck
yeah they were trying too hard
yeah they're
they
like,
really
like,
were
sound,
trying too
they're
hard.
Like what sounds stupid squaddly D-dum
yeah
those like, great wise wizards couldn't even think of like it's like it's just like, call it a duck you don't have to be that different
yeah like the thing is that I mean I guess they wanted to give a name for an oversized duck. But at the end of the day, it's a duck. Feel like they changed that name to make it harder for exams. It's like, what is this
a
photo
really,
of?
Yeah, really. At the end of the day, I do think it did come down to how hard can we make these exams?
Yeah, and you do lose points if you don't spell it right.
Yeah, because Chloe tried to put duck on her paper.
Yeah.
And automatically it was wrong.
I got that question wrong. And it made me get an A-.
Oh, please. You really think
what?
You got an A-, or did you do a spell to change your grade?
B-.
She doesn't know how to do a spell to change her grade.
There should be something out there.
I think what we need to do is create our own spells.
I think Hermione if she had that thing,
a
to
crazy
change the time
traveling bitch,
who's to say she didn't keep changing the time to then hear the answers, and then she would go back and say the answers?
She probably did.
I think, well, the she thing did is that all the time.
She did that so that she had more time to study and to
I
get
don't
around.
Think she's actually,
I don't know,
smart.
If she cheated.
She just,
she's too much of a good shoes to cheat.
She 100% cheated. She had that little time turner thingy this whole time. I'm pretty sure she cheated.
That's
I'm
just
pretty
what you sure would do, Kim.
Well, yeah, that's what I would
I'm
do.
I'm pretty sure Hermione wouldn't be even able to sleep at night if she did that. Like, honestly,
probably,
I think she would have night sweats.
It's a possibility.
Yeah. And she would go, Professor Dumbledore, I must tell you something. It's like, yeah. Anyway, it's like she doesn't even care. Like,
that was a pretty good impersonation.
Oh my God, thank you.
It was like she was in the room. That was weird.
Yeah.
Quack Quack was so watermelon.
Yeah.
The name itself.
The name, so not watermelon.
Yeah, name stupid. The animal, love that.
Yeah, love Quack Quack. Mm-hmm. Glad we saved it.
Yeah.
Because that was so our idea.
Yeah, and the duck only came to me.
Hermione just happened to be there. She had the instrument, but it was all our idea.
Yeah.
Like, watch it back. We knew what we were doing.
Last topic, being concerned. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
Being concerned.
It's so not watermelon.
Why is it so not watermelon?
I think it's so watermelon because I'm always concerned.
About what?
I'm concerned about absolutely nothing.
So okay. Then how...
But, like, what does that mean to, like, not be concerned? Like, you have to be concerned about some things.
You're being concerned about not being concerned?
Pretty much.
I mean, don't you care?
So
have
you're
ever
worried
been concerned?
That you don't get concerned.
Have you ever been concerned about not caring sometimes about certain things?
Yeah, or have you ever been concerned about being a bitch?
Yeah. Like, I mean, that has to be hard at times.
That has to get to you at, like, that has to gnaw.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys
on your craw. Okay, so something
you seem
do
so
care,
concerned.
You do concern. You're concerned about.
Yeah, I'm never concerned, so it's so not watermelon.
Okay.
It's so not watermelon because it
I
takes
think there's
up
more
so
to
much...
that, Courtney. I think there's something underneath that.
Yeah, something you pull it open and there's nothing.
My biggest issue is that I'm concerned about things all the time, and I'm just trying to help. You know, like I want to help people. Mm-hmm. And that's what mm-hmm. I do. Like I was concerned about people's health. So I did Revenge Body. I was concerned about people feeling like they had flat asses. So I decided to become a founder of Booty Booty Pop Juice.
Founder?
Founder.
Yeah, I thought you just promoted it.
You mean
it.
You found well, it.
No.
You found it. That doesn't make
there,
you a founder.
There's some things in the works.
What? Are you seriously about to buy a part of Booty Booty Pop Juice?
No, they just feel that my brand has really helped the company. I won't get into details, but things are going really,
really,
really
good. You know
they're
my competition, right, in certain aspects.
I do, and we are also the answer to your product. But anyway, so
I
am concerned.
Concerned.
I am a concerned person, but in the best way possible that you could ever be.
Okay. That sounds more like you're just... a narcissist, not concerned.
Yeah. I think
you're concerned
a stupid,
about yourself.
I think you're a stupid bitch. How about that?
I'm not concerned about it. I think
clearly.
I think being concerned is so not watermelon because I have a rule at Glow Glow Glow. When you walk through that door and you make that product for these customers, I tell them
don't give
be
a
concerned.
Shit. Oh
don't
my
be
god,
concerned about the customers and this. These lawsuits and the people on hold for the call center. Don't be concerned.
You told them to put on a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
No, that's for certain items. But I told them to not be concerned.
All items.
You know, why be
concerned
when you can just not care?
There is a Glow 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 hazmat suit, and you have to have a hazmat suit to look at that product.
I might sell some.
Oh my god.
We make so many because our hazmat suits are specific. They're very thick. So I'm like, we could sell this.
You're going to make
You know what?
Low,
that
low,
is a good idea.
Hazmat suits.
I might.
Actually, that is a good idea. You should create a hazmat suit because all of your products are so dangerous. You have had to create the most like impeccable
well,
like like,
yeah, we have a very strong hazmat suit specifically for our products. I'm not saying they might work for other dangers out there.
I think they'll work for any danger and every danger.
The problem is when they hit. Well, it's not actually a problem. It's actually made to self-dissolve if water hits it. So if you have the hazmat suit on, I tell everybody, get very dry, put on deodorant, put on that anti-whatever kind of deodorant, and do not sweat. The second you sweat, the suit dissolves.
You're telling me that your hazmat suit
cannot
withstand H2O.
It can't withstand water.
Unfortunately, I did see a prototype. It's like rainbow colored and has holes.
Well, and no, the holes is so you can breathe.
Yeah.
Certain people have to breathe. And then others might have one without holes.
I thought you were onto something.
I could still sell these. It just says keep away from water.
Kim, do you know how much? Kim, do you know how much water is involved in like chemicals and makeup and like all the things that you make? You
not
have a
glow.
You have a face wash that has water in it.
There is no. We're getting rid of that, Chloe.
Kim,
it's called you have to innovate.
I thought that she was about to get something made for NASA for a second. I thought, oh my God, wait, her hazmat suits, but now it can't withstand water.
I had no hope.
Me either. You have to work, and there's no water in space, so that solves that.
Okay. And that's, they don't use hazmat suits in space.
So being concerned is so not watermelon.
Okay.
Is there a problem, Chloe?
Yes, I mean, that doesn't there is, but it's not going to be solved in this lifetime.
So not watermelon being concerned.
Yeah.
It's so watermelon if you do it for the right reasons.
Yours are selfish reasons, so how are you going to tell them?
I'm concerned about your customers, Kim. I'm concerned about the people that work for you. I'm concerned about all
the
lawsuits.
That is a rule here. When you're a businesswoman, you can't stop and be concerned.
That is anyway.
You gotta keep it moving.
Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving to the next
production.
Okay. Who's
the
smartest?
Me.
Now it's time for the best segment of the day, segment 3. And it's called Who's the Smartest?
Of the day? Whatever.
Yeah, of the day.
Don't argue with her. This is her segment, Kim. This is her moment.
Yeah, shut up.
Even if she is wrong.
So if this is your first time listening in, this is when we're given 3 random words we don't know, and we try to guess what they mean. Whoever guesses the closest is the smartest.
And I love new listeners, but like, go to the beginning.
Yeah, like, go to number 1 and then work your way. Earn this episode number.
Yeah.
Or just skip ahead. I don't care.
No, yeah. Earn it. Listen to everything.
First word, Algolagnia.
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 I want to say this sounds like algae in your vagina, but I think this
That is disgusting.
Ew.
I'm just trying to be scientifical about the word, but I do think this is not that. But I think it has to do with bologna.
It's funny that you said algae up. I'm not going to say it. But to me, it does sound like something that is sea-based. That's what it sounds like to me. Not bologna, but something that's like that has to actually do with algae, like coral reefs and like water.
Bottom stuff.
The stuff that's on the bottom. Things that we can't even reach. There's things that we don't know about the oceans. That's just like a whole other world out there. Yeah. But we found the Titanic.
I'm not sure what this is.
That's the point.
I don't know if you
kind of shut up. Maybe
for anybody who's new, you're supposed to guess.
I think it's a seasoning of some kind.
Oh, add some algolonia to the lasagna.
With my mesquite, which is disgusting.
No, put mesquite on nothing.
Mesquite is disgusting.
If you want bark, these two are kind of scarred
by mesquite seasoning.
If you want to put... Chris is so heavy when she bothers to cook. don't put mesquite on anything. That's just awful. Like, if you want me to go bite into a tree, fine.
Yeah, that's what it tastes like. And I think the tree would taste better.
Yeah. Right,
so do we have our guesses?
Yeah, I think it has to do with bologna.
I think it has to do with the oceans and algae.
Like
and
the bottom
stuff, like
stuff on the bottom of the ocean. Yeah.
Okay.
With like Nemo and all of them.
Look, Nemo and Algalonia. That's what he sounded like.
It actually means sexual pleasure derived from enduring or inflicting pain.
Bologna.
How did I not know?
No.
That?
Somebody call Rihanna in here because it's about to get, you know, S&M up in here.
It's going to get Algalonia.
It's about, yeah, I could see why you wouldn't sing that.
Yeah, because that may be bad, but.
Algalonia.
Angelania. Listen, if I was completely off, that's not.
Well, no, I think mine is kind of similar.
Kim, shut up.
Because baloney could be a safe word.
That is nothing. That has nothing to do. We're not talking about safe words.
I mean, you were closer. You were closer with your first thing you said. Vagina.
If that's part of the alga, if that's consensual and they want algae in their vagina.
Oh my God.
Second word, litholatry. LITHOLATRY.
This sounds like something that has to do with like religious.
Litholatry.
To me, this sounds like something.
Litholatry.
It sounds like something that's like religious, like something that's like in like a Bible or something.
Okay.
Oh, lithology. Like someone would even scream it out.
The lithology says. Oh yeah, wait.
But,
so is it just
what,
something you?
But what?
Yeah.
And.
I don't know. It just sounds
like a chapter.
No, it just sounds like something that is like a term that is used in biblical times. Do you know? Like something, I can't get into specifics, but it just sounds something biblical. Something biblical.
But you just said like a church person would shout it.
I'm saying I can see a church like talking about it. It just sounds like something that would be like in the Bible or something. Religious.
Okay.
Like
this sounds like
okay. It sounds kind of religious.
Yeah, religious. Like I feel like
this
I can see this like the Bible.
Litholatry. It sounds like something that like that lifts that has to be with science and scientifical reasoning.
Lifting up the Lord.
Like a
no.
Lift?
No, like a hot air balloon would lift. It takes litholatry to lift this item.
Okay.
Like the act of being able to have something rise.
Okay.
Lifting, rise.
Okay. All right.
I think it has to do with gases. Maybe the study
isn't
of
that
gases,
like what but... I said?
I'm not talking about lifting anything.
Yeah, but don't gases help? Like, shut up, Chloe.
Because when you fart, that's not lifting anything. Maybe your ass, but...
Yeah, but gas lift up.
Oh my God, the curiosity is killing me. Let's find out.
So you're saying gases. I'm saying something that lifts up. And then
I'm saying
Chloe's saying... Yeah.
It actually means the worship of stones.
Oh, you were so close, Chloe.
I mean, it has to do with some sort of worship.
You are kind of close, but you were saying biblical times.
Any other words there? What do you think else of the definition?
First of all, why are you worshiping stones?
Well, you know, like Aphrodite or something. You know, there's
stones.
It just
they never saw the actual gods and goddesses. They saw the statues.
The worship of stones of particular shapes. So that's the deepest.
So if something's shaped, I would understand it if it was like shaped like a watermelon or something. That makes no sense.
I don't get it.
I worship this rock.
Oh my God. Can I get like half a point or something?
I'll give Chloe a half a point.
We'll say half a point because you were kind of right about not really, but.
I mean, I was saying biblical, but I was also just talking about like religious, but
yeah.
And I guess that's worship in a
and
way.
That is kind of religious.
We did mention like religion. So yeah.
It is kind of, yeah.
Okay, so half a point. I was way off. I mean, it's not biblical, but it's a stone.
It's not, but it is still like worshiping something. And you
but
did
what
bring
was
up
the first Bible written
that.
On? Stones? I don't know.
Shut up. Well, what do if they're worshiping, they're lifting up these stones.
Shut up.
Oh my God.
Go to the last word.
And the last word is Brissummer.
Brissummer.
Love one another. Brissummer.
Brissummer.
Literally Brissummer. Sounds like a short
what?
Summer that didn't what last thing? Long enough.
Or best summer ever.
Yeah, but this says Brissummer. Like there's no best. It says breast.
Listen, all I could think about is the season, summer.
I feel like this might be like something you do to food. This sounds like something like we're going to bring this roast into a Brissummer.
Yeah, but what are you doing to it?
Like you're broasting
it? I don't, like some sort of cooking mechanism. I don't know. Like something has to do with seasonings and whatever you do when you cook. But it's like it's a type of...
Tenderizing?
It's a type of thing you do in a recipe. I just think it's something has to do with like a cooking method.
To me, it sounds like a summer that was the same as any other summer, but it felt like it went by so fast because it was brisk. Even though that's not what it is.
So this summer felt like a breast summer.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's like putting a blessing on something.
You have a breast summer.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I breast summer this upon you.
All I know is after this podcast, I'm never going to say this word again.
Yeah. This
stupid.
I might say Algalone.
I say it's stupid now, but then it may be something so important.
Or maybe it's what? Shut up, Chloe.
Or maybe to bestow something upon, like a knight.
To put a stove on you?
No.
I don't think
you're turning somebody into a knight, like I Brissummer.
I thought that's what you already meant before.
Okay, good. I thought I had to give more of an example.
No.
Well, let's just find out what it is.
And definitely
putting
a stove on someone is way left field.
Let's find out what it is, because honestly, like, I don't even care, because the word is just, like...
It's a cooking... Yeah, you'll care if you get the point.
Yeah, but of course I will, but, like...
Who says this? Chefs.
Okay, it means a girder extending across a large opening in a building to support the wall above. Nothing that exciting.
Are you kidding me? It's a damn beam?
Yeah.
Say beam.
I guess they
Who's
said
gonna
this.
Walk around and say, "Oh, construction guy, you got that Brissummer?"
People
no, but
said
I've got
this.
A beam because I speak like a adult.
People said this pre ACDC.
It derived from the word sumpter or French sommier.
How about you keep French where it belongs?
Out of the internet, where we look up these definitions.
So, yeah, it just means a loading.
It's a load-bearing beam.
It's a damn beam. Say a beam. I'm so tired of people.
It's a sexier way to say it.
I'm Brissummer. So tired of people trying to be more fancy than what they are.
Listen, I think Brissummer came before the term beam, and it's like, that's so stupid. Just call it a beam. Now, what sounds more appealing? Brissummer, but
Brissummer,
beam sounds
yeah,
better
because
it's quicker and it gets the point across.
Yeah,
fucking
and
beam.
Time is money.
Yeah. And speaking
so,
of
no
time,
point.
I'm so we are out of time.
We are out of that time.
Yes.
Oh darn.
Yeah, I really wanted to talk about Brissummers, Mar.
Yeah.
I know all of you at home did too.
As I lean against a Brissummer.
Anyway. Once again, thank you guys so much for your support.
Thank you so much.
And you can go to our shop. You can go to
shopsimjam.com.
Yeah,
if you have any questions.
Or just go to the site, look around, whatever.
If you have any questions mm-hmm. that or comments you want to leave for the podcast to get your name on here, whatever, go to simjamproductions.com/podcast. We'll try to get to you. Like, we get hundreds of those, like 200 or whatever. So it's hard to choose, apparently.
It is hard to choose, but
But thank you so much for listening.
We don't choose it though. So
thank you so much for listening.
No, we're not gonna leave them with that, especially if they're on their way to sleep listening to this podcast. They could be sleeping, they could be eating, and they could be walking.
And I would sue them with my voice. But like, my voice is very soothing.
But it doesn't matter because you're listening to the Kardashian podcast.
Oh my God.
You brought it back.
No, it's not ending on that.
All
so
right,
thank you
for listening.
Thank you.
And just, we love you.
It's over.
We love you so much.
You guys are the best.
Nobody wants to be kissed by you, Chloe.
Kissies.
Nobody
wants
to kiss me.
Bye. I love you.
You want to talk about nightmares.
Oh, my God.
Sweet dreams.
Stop blowing a kiss. We're not going to end it on that, Chloe. Like, end like a regular grown up.
Shut up. I'm trying to end the podcast.
You
love
are
ya.
Ending the podcast.
Love ya.
I'm gonna end the podcast.
Good night. Area 59.
That doesn't make any sense. And it's 51, you stupid bitch.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Anyway, we're moving on.
I genuinely forgot that.
Well, it works perfect. You stupid bitch.
I don't know what the fuck you were talking about.
That's like where they.
I've
she
never
doesn't
even seen
she...
you promote Glow and use the product.
Of course, I hold it. That was horrible. You weren't even on beat, Chloe.
I was on beat. Maybe I wasn't for you.
You
because,
weren't on. I was
because they did
you
lagging.
A...
No.
Could have been.
No, but we're in sync for everything else.
Anyway.
Absolutely.
Whatever. Love ya.
I'm gonna end the podcast.
Good night.
Stupid.